You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
God's power knows no limits. In our darkest moments, when all hope seems lost, he shines brightest. Our Heavenly Father delights in shattering human expectations. What we deem impossible is merely a blank canvas for his miraculous artistry. Today, we will explore the transformative power of believing God can do anything. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My dear friends, we've all faced moments that seemed utterly hopeless. Situations where every door appeared closed, every path blocked. Times when our dreams felt shattered beyond repair. Yet it's precisely in these moments that God's power manifests most profoundly. When we're at our weakest, he's at his strongest. In Mark 9, verse 23, Jesus declares, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." His promise is not dependent on our strength or circumstances, but on our faith and trust in his unchanging nature. As we journey through today's message, let us remember that with God, the impossible becomes possible and the unimaginable becomes reality. My friends, let's now consider the power of believing. God can do it. When we truly believe, we tap into a supernatural force that can move mountains. Our faith becomes a conduit for God's infinite power to flow into our lives. It's not about the size of our faith, but the size of our God. In Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus tells us, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." This verse reminds us that even the smallest faith can accomplish the greatest feats. God doesn't require us to have perfect faith or unwavering confidence. He simply asks us to believe in his ability to do the impossible. When we choose to believe, we align ourselves with God's will and his power. We open ourselves to receive his blessings and miracles. Believing in God's ability to do the impossible isn't always easy. Our human minds often struggle to comprehend the vastness of God's power. We're accustomed to living within the constraints of what we can see and understand. But God operates beyond these limitations. He exists outside of time and space, unbound by physical laws. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, God reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we believe God can do it, we acknowledge His supremacy over our circumstances. We recognize that His wisdom far surpasses our understanding. This belief shifts our perspective from earthly limitations to heavenly possibilities. It allows us to see our situations through God's eyes rather than our own. Believing in God's ability also requires us to let go of control. It means surrendering our plans, our timelines, and our expectations to Him. This can be challenging, especially when we're facing dire circumstances. But it's in this surrender that we find true freedom and peace. When we believe God can do it, we're not just hoping for a positive outcome. We're declaring our trust in His character and His promises. We're affirming that He is good, that He loves us, and that He wants the best for us. This belief becomes an anchor for our souls in times of trouble. It gives us strength to persevere when everything seems hopeless. My dear friends, believing God can do it doesn't mean we won't face challenges. It doesn't guarantee an easy life or instant solutions to our problems. But it does assure us that we're never alone in our struggles. It reminds us that we serve a God who specializes in the impossible. In Romans 8, verse 31, Paul asks, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" This powerful question encapsulates.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Relates the confidence we can have in God's ability. When we truly believe God can do it, fear loses its grip on our hearts. Doubt is replaced by unwavering faith. Despair gives way to hope. We begin to see opportunities where we once saw only obstacles. Believing God can do it also impacts how we pray. Instead of timid, hesitant prayers, we approach God's throne with boldness. We pray with expectation, knowing that nothing is too hard for our God. In Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus teaches us, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." This verse doesn't mean God is a cosmic vending machine, giving us whatever we want. Rather, it encourages us to pray with faith, trusting in God's wisdom and timing. When we believe God can do it, our prayers become powerful declarations of faith. They align our hearts with God's will and open the door for His miraculous intervention. My friends, examine your beliefs. Are there areas in your life where you've limited God's power? Have you given up hope on a situation, believing it's beyond God's reach? I challenge you to surrender those areas to God today. Choose to believe that He can do the impossible in your life. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Now, let's explore how embracing divine possibilities transforms our lives. When we truly believe God can do it, we step into a realm of unlimited potential. Our perspective shifts from earthly limitations to heavenly abundance. We begin to see challenges as opportunities for God to display His glory. In Ephesians 3, verse 20, Paul reminds us, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." This verse reveals the magnitude of God's capabilities. He doesn't just meet our expectations, He exceeds them beyond measure. Our finite minds can't fathom the extent of His power and love. When we embrace divine possibilities, we break free from self-imposed limitations. We stop confining God to our understanding of what's possible. Instead, we allow Him to work in ways that defy human logic. This shift in mindset opens doors we never knew existed. It invites miracles into the ordinary aspects of our lives. Embracing divine possibilities requires a renewal of our minds. We must consciously choose to align our thoughts with God's truth. In Philippians 4, verse 8, we're instructed, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." By focusing on God's goodness and power, we cultivate a mindset of faith. We become more attuned to His voice and leading in our lives. This renewed mindset affects how we approach challenges. Instead of being overwhelmed by problems, we see them as opportunities for God's intervention. We begin to ask, "What is God trying to teach me through this?" This perspective shift allows us to grow through difficulties rather than merely endure them. Embracing divine possibilities also impacts our relationships with others. We start to see people through God's eyes, recognizing their potential. This enables us to extend grace, forgiveness, and love more freely. In Colossians 3, verse 12, we're encouraged, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering." When we believe that God can do the impossible, it changes how we interact with others. We become vessels of His love and grace in a world desperate for hope. Our faith becomes contagious, inspiring those around us to believe in God's power. Embracing divine possibilities doesn't mean we'll never face doubts or fears. Even the strongest believers have moments of uncertainty. The key is not to let these moments define our faith journey. Instead, we can use them as opportunities to lean more heavily on God's strength. And second, Corinthians 12, verse 9. God tells Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This verse reminds us that our weaknesses don't disqualify us from God's power. In fact, they become the very places where His strength shines brightest. When we embrace divine possibilities, we learn to celebrate our weaknesses. We recognize them as opportunities for God to display His glory. This mindset frees us from the pressure of having it all together. It allows us to be authentic in our faith journey, acknowledging our struggles while holding on to hope. Embracing divine possibilities also means living with expectancy. We wake up each day anticipating God's goodness and favor. This doesn't mean we expect a trouble-free life. Rather, we expect God to be present and active in every situation we face. in Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23, we're reminded, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Living with expectancy means we're always on the lookout for God's hand at work. We become more aware of the small miracles that occur in our daily lives. This awareness cultivates a heart of gratitude and praise. We begin to thank God not just for the big breakthroughs, but for his constant presence and provision. My friends, embracing divine possibilities is a daily choice. It's a decision to trust God's character and promises, regardless of our circumstances. It's choosing to believe that he is who he says he is and can do what he says he can do. This belief has the power to revolutionize every aspect of our lives. It infuses hope into hopeless situations and brings light to the darkest valleys. My friends, I encourage you to open your hearts to divine possibilities. Allow God to expand your vision of what he can do in and through you. Remember, with God, the impossible becomes possible. The unimaginable becomes reality. And miracles become a daily occurrence in the life of a believer. My dear friends, believing God can do it is only the first step. True faith is always accompanied by action. So let us now turn our attention to acting on our faith. When we genuinely believe in God's power, it compels us to move. In James 2, verse 17, we're reminded, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." This verse challenges us to put our faith into practice. It's not enough to simply say we believe God can do it. We must act as though we truly believe it. Acting on our faith often requires stepping out of our comfort zones. It means taking risks and facing our fears head on. But it's in these moments of action that we experience God's power most profoundly. Think of Peter walking on water in Matthew 14. He had to step out of the boat to experience the miracle. His action, born out of faith, allowed him to do the impossible. When we act on our faith, we position ourselves for God's miracles. We create space for him to work in ways we never imagined. In Joshua 3, verse 13, we see an example of this principle. "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap." The Israelites had to step into the Jordan before the waters parted. Their act of faith preceded the miracle. Similarly, our actions of faith often precede God's miraculous interventions in our lives. Acting on our faith also means being obedient to God's leading. It involves listening for his voice and following his instructions, even when those instructions don't make sense to our natural minds. Acting on our faith doesn't always lead to immediate results. Sometimes we may face setbacks or delays. But even in these moments, our faith-filled actions are not in vain. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, we're told, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." This verse reminds us that faith often requires perseverance. We may not always see immediate results, but our faith-filled actions are building something substantial. They're creating a foundation for future breakthroughs. Acting on our faith also involves praising God before we see the outcome. It means thanking him for the answer while we're still in the midst of the problem. In Acts 16, we see Paul and Silas singing hymns in prison. Their praise preceded their deliverance. When we praise God in the midst of our challenges, we demonstrate our trust in His power. We declare our confidence in His ability to do the impossible. This kind of faith-filled praise can shake the foundations of our circumstances. Acting on our faith sometimes means standing firm when everything around us is shaking. It's choosing to believe God's promises even when our situation seems hopeless. My friends, acting on our faith also involves speaking words of life and power. Our words have the ability to shape our reality. In Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus teaches, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." This verse emphasizes the power of faith-filled words. When we speak in alignment with God's promises, we participate in creating our future. Our words become declarations of faith that invite God's power into our situations. Acting on our faith means aligning our actions with God's word. It involves studying Scripture and applying its principles to our daily lives. As we internalize God's promises, our faith grows stronger. We become more confident in His ability to do the impossible. My dear friends, true faith compels us to act, to step out, to take risks. It pushes us beyond our comfort zones into the realm of the miraculous. As you leave here today, I challenge you to put your faith into action. Take that step God has been nudging you to take. Speak those words of faith over your situation. Stand firm in the face of adversity, knowing that God is with you. Remember, your actions of faith today are paving the way for God's miracles tomorrow. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I lift up your holy name. You are the creator of all things, the one who speaks and mountains move, the one whose breath gives life to all creation. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and there is none like you. You are the great I Am, the one who was and is to come. You spoke, and light burst forth from darkness. You declared, and the earth was formed. Your power is limitless. Your wisdom is unsearchable, and your love is unfailing. You are the God who parts the sea and calms the storm, who raises the dead and makes the lame walk. All glory, honor, and praise belong to you forever and ever. Holy is your name, O Lord, holy and worthy of all adoration. You reign in majesty and splendor, and I stand in awe of your greatness. I am grateful that all things are possible with you. I exalt you, Sovereign King, for there is nothing too hard for you. Lord, I thank you for your boundless mercy and grace. Thank you for every blessing, seen and unseen, that you have poured into my life. Thank you for being my refuge and my strength, for guiding me even when I did not see your hand at work. I am grateful for your provision, your protection, and your constant presence. Thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. I am forever grateful for your unending love and patience with me. Forgive me, Lord, for every sin I have committed against you in thought, word, or deed. Forgive me for my doubts, my fears, and the times I have not trusted you as I should. I ask for your cleansing, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. I forgive all those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Purify my heart and make me whole again. I humble myself before you, seeking your mercy and grace to walk in your ways. Lord, I know that you are the God who can do the impossible. I believe that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think. Increase my faith, O God. Strengthen me to stand firm in my belief, no matter the circumstances around me. I rebuke every spirit of doubt and fear in the name of Jesus. I bind every lie of the enemy that seeks to diminish my trust in your power and goodness. I declare in the name of Jesus that I will believe in your promises and your ability to perform them. I declare that my faith will not be shaken, for I know that you are faithful to fulfill your word. In the name of Jesus, I speak breakthrough over my life and over every impossible situation I am facing. I declare that mountains are moving, strongholds are breaking, and doors are opening in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that you can do it, and I stand on your word. Father, I ask for your blessings over my life. Bless me with wisdom, strength, and courage to pursue the plans that you have for me. Bless me with the peace that surpasses all understanding, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Pour out your healing power over every area of my life. Heal my body, mind, and spirit, and restore all that the enemy has stolen. I rebuke every sickness, every disease, and every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy on my health, my finances, my family, and my purpose. I bind every spirit of lack, confusion, and despair in the name of Jesus. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, surround me and my loved ones with your divine protection. Cover us under the shadow of your wings and shield us from every harm and danger. Let your angels encamp around us and guard us in all our ways. Bless my loved ones with health, peace, and prosperity. Let your favor rest upon us and open doors that no man can shut. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, lifting up our voices as one before your throne of grace. Lord, we believe that whatever the need, whatever the request, we believe in your power to perform it. Strengthen our faith, O God, and let our hope in you never waver. We declare healing over every sickness, peace over every storm, and joy in every trial. We speak victory over every battle, and we declare deliverance from every bondage, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill us anew and lead us into all truth. Let your presence be evident in our lives, guiding and empowering us to fulfill the purpose that God has for each of us. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives right now. We believe that you are making all things new, that you are bringing beauty from ashes and joy from mourning. We give you all the praise, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.